And now this is a dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Netzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 9, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow up for Mrs. Netzel with chronic kidney disease hypertension last visit in March. She denies any hospital admission. She's grieving the passing away of son, which was on nursing home a few days ago. She denies any nausea, vomiting. There is diarrhea but no bleeding. Good urine output without infection, cloudiness of blood. No chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, nor thopnea, PND. Does not use any oxygen. Review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight bistolic aldactone. On cholesterol management, the dose was increased. Present blood pressure 162/74 on the left side, but she admits eating a lot of salt, potato chips. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear. No rhalwisis, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is from September, creatinine 1.3 and appears to be rising. Mild anemia 12. Low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, present GFR 42, which is worse. Prior CT scan of the abdomen, angiogram, few years back, do not show evidence shows right-sided renal artery stenosis around 60%, with the left-sided being normal, and kidney size was also normal without obstruction. We are going to repeat chemistries. If persistent elevation, we might need to repeat testing on renal artery, as the prior documented renal artery stenosis might have progressed over the last 3 years. She needs to be also careful with the salt intake. I did not change blood pressure medications today. In terms of anemia, has not required EPO treatment. The low sodium represents water retention. Other chemistry is stable. All issues discussed with the patient enter dictation.